I wanted to hear from any dudes out there, because, you know, I had a buddy where his wife was getting Facebooked like crazy.
Right.
Right? Like, caught her in the act, everything.
Right.
Got a divorce. Yeah. She got the house.
I'm proud of him for still divorcing her.
She got the house, right?
Yeah.
And the whole reason was is because they thought she would be, you know, you're going to take care of the kids. And it's like,
I mean, she clearly has different priorities outside of the family.
For sure.
So, like, it's really not fair because that dad, like, I know who you're talking about, and this guy, he had his own company, right? And he would work like 12, 14, 16-hour days literally just for his family. Like, that's why he would go to work every day, just to provide for his family.
She had 12, so 14 like, hours how to get Facebooked.
How do you go to court, and the court's like, well, she's more the family one.
Huh?
What?
No.
He's the one out there literally breaking his back, providing for the family.
So
it's insane.
He didn't get the house. She got the house, right?
Yeah.
And so then he couldn't have overnights with his kids because
he didn't have a house.
He didn't have a house in a room for them to stay in.
Yeah. In bananas.
Because they were like, well, you got to show me photos.
Yeah.
Do they have their own room?
You got to show us that you want to be a dad.
I can't afford two houses because he still had to make the house payment on that house.
Yeah. That's how messed up. Like, our system is obviously messed up in a lot of areas. That's just one of them. That's another area where our system is just completely broken.
Any dudes get messed up like that? Because this is what I'm So my point is that one in five think that buying a house is a much bigger commitment than marriage.
Yeah.
That's, you're an idiot. Marriage is the biggest commitment, and it's the biggest heist ever.
I do see your point. I see what you're saying there.
There's no bigger
commitment
than marriage.
Because of this situation that we just talked about.
If you are not married, you buy a house together. When you sell that house, you share the profits, and it's equal house.
Yeah.
Right? With no kids involved, that kind of crap. You're telling me that buying a house is bigger commitment than having a kid?
Well, it's just like it is a big commitment because of the implications that it has towards your future and the payments and all the stuff that you have to. It is a huge commitment, but I think you're right because it's just society's thoughts on marriage, like it's not that big of a commitment, but really it is. It's a huge commitment.
It's a huge commitment.
But you're old school in that thinking because a lot of people don't think like that anymore.
No.
People think, I'll get married and then I'll just get divorced. What's the big deal? Yeah.
No, that's why I've never been married.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Because you take it more serious than others do.
Extremely.
But you also see, you know.
See the destruction, the path of destruction. Right. It's like a.
And you have waited so long, too, that, like, you know, you've built up these things in your life where you have you have stuff to lose if you were to get divorced.
You know, there's Sharknado, there's Divorcenado.
Yeah.
And that thing will just roll in there and just whoop your ass.
It will.
Really, no dudes lost everything?
None.
Well, congrats to you guys.
Yeah.
Let me make sure these things are working. Yeah, no, it works. You're just not playing my bit.
Right.
All right. We're on a delay. 1-855 FU Billy. Just imagine that. You work, you bust your ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
You build this nice house. You're working all these hours, right? Kids are in school. So you're like, whatever. And she's like, well, I don't want to work. It's like, well, you don't want to work. And so then you got to work more, right? To provide for your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I hear
then
you.
When you get a divorce, you get your ass handed, even though she's getting her eyeballs just Facebooked.
So, yeah, that sucks. So is the debate here, what is a bigger commitment?
I don't know what the debate. The debate is it's just, I want to hear from dudes that got cheated on and still lost everything.
Okay, so you want to slant the debate to you.
Yes,
I got
100%.
It.
Okay. Yeah, I
you don't
slant
actually
this.
Want to ask people, what's the bigger commitment?
Oh, yeah,
or,
we can. Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay, all right. I didn't
That's
know.
That's fine.
I mean,
but it definitely happens, though. It happened to my dad. So when my mom cheated and they got a divorce, my dad had to live in like a hotel because he couldn't afford like paying an apartment for two people.
That's bananas.
Wow. And like, you lived with your dad?
After a while, I lived with my dad, yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Rodrigo.
Hey, what's going on, Billy?
What's cracking?
First time caller.
Hey, appreciate it.
Hey, I got something, man, about about this situation that you're talking about with, you know, the divorces.
For sure.
So my dad, he actually got a divorce with my mom. They were married for 16 years. Well, they got this divorce finalized, and when he went to court, I actually wanted to go with my dad. Well, they told my dad no because he was living at my grandmother's.
Oh.
Well, after all this happened, they told my dad that he had to pay child support for five kids, me, my brother, and my sister. Also, my dad, in a year and a half, my dad paid $45,000 in child support.
God, in a year and a half?
Still paying. Insane.
Yeah, he's still paying child support on this. And they also told my dad, you know, he was going to have to make the house payment.
What?
He could get half of stuff. But my dad just decided to say, nah, she can keep everything. She can keep my brand new truck. She can keep this. She can keep that.
A lot of dudes do that because they don't even want to be in the, they don't want to fight. They just want to separate. They just want to go their separate ways, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, I don't even want to deal with that.
Well, that.
Right.
Yeah, well, that as well. But, you know, he also just wanted to, you know, leave everything just for the kids, you know, for us.
What a good
guy.
Because,
you know, that's all we had.
What a champ.
Well, you know, after that, my dad ended up going back to court to see if, you know, he can get some money back because he paid a lot in child support. The judge told my dad, hey, you know what? No, since you brought me back, you know, because she also told the judge that, you know, they weren't together since 1997. 1996 or 97, which was, you know, complete.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So your dad got screwed is what you're saying is your dad got royally screwed over.
Yep.
Man, lost everything. Well, thank you for the call. Let's go to Emily. Yes, Emily.
Hey, guys. I'm speaking on my for my friend Jason. He has a speech impediment, so he can't really talk properly. But long story short.
Please have him call in.
Long story short, he had called in. He had called his wife. She was cheating. When he went to court, the judge gave her everything. It turned out the guy that she was cheating on him with was the son of the judge. So that's why the judge gave her everything, even though she's the one that screwed up.
Okay,
and
you could ask for a new trial, right? Couldn't you? If he had any proof that the judge's son was nailing his broad, he could probably ask for and have that whole case thrown out. Even with the speech impediment and everything.
Yeah.
Right? So he could do that. Yeah, where's this at? Is this active?
It's here in Corpus, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, no. But, I mean, is this an active case within the last couple of years?
Yeah. It happened about 3 or 4 months ago when they went to trial.
Oh,
and then he just
you can have that thrown out.
Literally just found it. Yeah.
That's not ethical.
Yeah, he literally just found this information out.
If the judge's son is blasting his chick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, that's clearly. Yeah.
And he can't really defend himself because he's got a speech impediment. He can have that thrown out.
No. The only reason why I'm speaking for him now is because he can't.
Oh, I thought he couldn't.
That's why I'm calling on the radio for him.
I gotcha.
Yeah, he didn't want to take too long on the radio explaining everything, so he asked to do it for him.
I would have let him. You know, I'd have let that slide because you know what I mean. I wanted to hear his story. That how terrible. And so he lost everything. She was cheating, and he caught her in the act. Did she have the weapon in her hand?
Yep.
Oh my gosh!
Jeez. Wow.
And she still got away with it.
Yes, sir. Proof and all, and she still got away with it.
You know how there was OJ?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard of the criminal BJ?
Nope. I never have.
Well, thank you. Yes, Raffis, what's going on there, Fair? What's up, buddy?
Hi, man.
Hi.
I'm going to just tell you something.
Tell me something.
These folks don't have good attorneys.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. What you got?
Hey, you go ahead and put, I put $50K up front on mine, and I told that attorney, I said, I'm going to cut you loose. I don't give a whatever what you do. I ain't losing nothing.
Okay.
I mean, and all of a sudden, I mean, he come out, and I mean, he had teeth and everything else going at it. I mean, he wanted to work for that money because I had the cash on the table, and I said, you don't get this till I win.
Okay.
And he went after that. I mean, and he went after her attorney and went.
Oh my gosh! Damn, you use the S word.
Wow.
Come on, you're supposed to call that chicken poop.
It was all out of battle royal. I mean, it should have been on one of them WWE things. I mean, on pay per view.
Burning air. Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Rufus.
Thank you, buddy.
Go to Will. Yes, Will, if you're just tuning in, 1 in 5 now think that buying a house is a bigger commitment than marriage. And we want to destroy that theory by having all the guys call in that got their ass whooped in court and lost everything. Let's go to Will.
Yeah, I was definitely one of them. With my first wife, we're divorced now, but I'm having to pay $975 in child support.
What was she getting Facebooked, sir? Was she getting Instagrammed? Which one was it? Was it social media?
I had actually divorced her because I had come back from a deployment and had nothing to come back to. And then she looked at me after we ended up losing the apartment, lost the vehicle and everything because we weren't able to make the payment.
And you were sending money back, weren't you?
Didn't have a job.
You were sending money back to her.
And, right.
What a villain.
Right,
exactly.
Well, I mean, we
villain.
had a joint account.
Oh, man. She's like Kim Jong-un.
Exactly.
She should be America's big villain.
Yeah.
You come back, right? If you're a woman and you're a man, right? And your partner is out there, you know, serving our country.
Right.
And all that.
Yes.
And then they come back and they've squirreled all this money away and that money's gone.
Yeah.
You should be right there with Osama bin Laden.
Oh, I agree. You're a terrorist.
Hitler.
You're terrorizing soldiers.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
All those.
Right.
Yeah, and she had the gall to look at me and be like, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" Like,
yeah,
I'm
America
still
should
looking for work. Like it. And keep in mind, this is back in 2011, 2012.
I mean, that's not that long ago.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still the fact that it was still really difficult to find, you know, stable work because of everything going on at that point.
For
so,
sure.
I mean, it was 6 months before I actually had a real stable job, and it still wasn't enough to be able to make the payment on it.
When did you divorce her?
I ended up divorcing her 2013.
Okay. Dang. You even toughed it out after that, after she stole all that money.
Damn.
And, yeah, and that's when I was slapped with a $975 child support with rearage. And
they should have slapped her to the front of one of those Jeeps, those Army Jeeps.
Yeah, Army Jeeps.
right.
Just tied her to that.
And, well, I mean, on top of
was
that.
Was she cheating on you also?
She might have been, honestly.
Okay, so you don't know
don't
if she
know.
Was cheating. She just stole all the money. What'd she spend the money on?
Of all things, online video games. Like, she just gotten to the point to where she would just spend her time sitting on the computer playing online video games and, you know, spending all the money on that. It's like every time I looked at the account, there was like $1,000 going out of it.
Oh,
like,
my God. World of Warcraft? Or what was she doing? Who gets that? China?
I don't know.
Who gets that money?
I don't know. I think it was World of Warcraft. I wasn't keeping track, honestly. I just saw the money flying out of the account like there was no tomorrow.
Man, and, you poor dude. Man, I'm glad you're in a better spot now. But you, how long you got to pay child support for? I know till the kid's 18, but
yeah,
how many more years?
How many more,
that's the thing. In the state of Florida, it's actually up to age 25.
Oh, my gosh.
They
need to change that.
This is horrible.
25, you got to pay child support till the kid's 25? Wow.
It's adult support.
Thank you, Will.
That's awful.
25 years old.
And
you're still having to pay
World
your kid.
World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Imagine that. Imagine going and fighting
Poor
for our
Will.
Country. And you come back and it's like, oh, did you spend all my money on World of Warcraft? How does a person stay sane after that? Like, God. Godspeed,
he was
Will.
Actually in war.
He was actually in war.
She was in a mythical war.
Yeah. She was, I mean, give me a break.
What's up, Jason? All right, so 1 in 5 think that buying a house is a bigger commitment than marriage. So we're just, you know, getting your thoughts.
I don't agree. Like, I don't agree, but at the same time, like, I see what they're talking about because, like, just like the last caller, I was on deployment and I came home to nothing. I mean, nothing. Not even a car. Not even a welcome home.
You didn't even get a welcome home. Nothing, not even a smile.
You didn't even get a welcome home. Had to take a cab home from the airport.
A cab?
Wow.
A cab. I had to buy my own cab. Luckily, I had money because, you know, there was, like, no money. I had to stash the money away.
Was she cheating on you also?
Yeah, when I came back, there was, oh, absolutely.
Dang.
Like, she was a town bike, and I didn't even realize.
Oh, yeah, no
until,
idea.
Like, after the fact.
That's such a terrible thing to call a woman, is the town bike, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't think the town bike gets treated good. Mm-mm. Wow.
Well, apparently I was, you know, whatever. But, yeah, they, especially, you know, with kids involved, you know, they the state of Texas, you know, they gear more towards the woman, and it's like, okay, well, you know, I'm not making any money, but yeah, you're going to take more than half of my paycheck.
Damn, and it's a town bike. Got
to
your money.
Kids, which is fine, but I can't even live. You know, like there, right. there. And then I was like, okay, well, I got a main job, and then I had a part time job. Well, legally, technically, they're not allowed to take it out of both jobs, but they were.
Oh my gosh! I just imagine, you know, how the town bike, you jump off it and you just throw it down and it hits the pavement. It's just not treated good.
Yeah.
Wow. And she was cheating on you. How many kids do you have?
I have one with her, yes.
One, and they're taking all that money.
That's sad.
And she cheated on you.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, and I got two more kids with my current fiance, and they don't even take that into consideration that I'm having to provide for two other kids.
Yeah, no, they don't care. They make you pay for
I
all
mean,
your
I'm
kids.
I mean, $20 yeah. an hour.
That's all
they
care about is getting somebody else to work for it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, man. All these sad stories. Thank you,
Jason.
These
are awful stories.
These are real awful stories.
Awful.
What's up, Jason?
What's up, guys? Hey, man, just like the other callers, man. So my cousin, she notified me that my ex-wife was sleeping with her husband.
Oh, my gosh.
She got a hold of his phone. She was able to get emails, text messages. She downloaded photos that were going back and forth. So we filed, man. Go to court. Not only, you know, did I front up about, it was almost close to $7,000 with my attorney fees to fight this. You know, obviously there's two kids involved.
Yeah. Well, then, did she get any repercussions for cheating?
No. It was almost like I was scolded for trying to blast her in court for bringing all this stuff up. Like, I was the bad guy. And then not only that, I was ordered to pay her attorney fees because technically we were still married. And on top of that, I have to pay $1,100 a month in child support.
Yikes.
State of Texas, man, it's backwards, man. Dads in the state of Texas get screwed. And man. I'm an every other weekend.
Up north, it's even worse.
He's an every other weekend dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what they do to the Gads, and then it's crazy because she doesn't even follow.
Oh, man.
I hate you,
bro.
These
are the worst. I'm going to go to break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.